Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. On this, the night of our last midweek Vespers service, we have some hard sayings. We have revealed to us once again that the Jews desire to put Jesus to death. And like we heard on Sunday, they are ready to grab stones and stone him to death, for they believe that he has committed blasphemy. This is a hard thing for us to understand, isn't it? And I think apart from faith, we cannot comprehend it. We cannot believe it unless the Holy Spirit has revealed it and worked it into our hearts. And it is faith in Jesus Christ, the man, but also the God. Anyone can confess that Jesus Christ was a man who lived 2,000 years ago. Anyone can see from history that there was a man named Jesus at the same time as a man named Pilate was governor, and that he was put to death. There is a historical Jesus there that everyone can attest to. Everyone can say that Jesus Christ lived and that Jesus Christ died. But not everyone can confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead and that Jesus Christ is our Lord. We can confess that Jesus Christ is Lord only by the power of the Holy Spirit. We can confess that his death was for all of our sins and that he rose again from the dead because of the Holy Spirit. We can confess that while Jesus is 100% man, he is also 100% God by the Holy Spirit. It is a mystery. It is profound. And without the Holy Spirit, it is meaningless to us. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, in his conception, in his perfect and sinless life, in his death, in his resurrection, and in the Holy Spirit being sent by the Father and the Son, we believe. These are hard sayings, and there are many out there that deny them. There are whole church bodies built up around the false notion that Jesus is not truly God in the flesh. The Jehovah's Witnesses deny that Jesus is God. And so when they come to your door, make time for them, because they don't know Jesus. God has placed you in that place. Be respectful to them and look at them as a person whom Jesus has died for, and they don't know who he really is. Give them Jesus. The Muslims and the Jews all deny that Jesus is God in the flesh and that he died on the cross to forgive us our sins. Those people need Jesus, the real Jesus, not some nice guy who said some nice hippie things. No, the real Jesus. The Jesus who says, repent and believe and follow me and go and sin no more. In our Old Testament lesson, we have some hard sayings. We mostly understand that we are not to steal. We mostly understand that we are not to tell lies about our neighbor, but when it comes to not gossiping, when it comes to not holding grudges against people, when it comes to actually forgiving one another as Christ has loved and forgiven us, Lord, that's a little bit too hard. And for those who are not alive in Christ, that's true. We can't forgive one another as Christ loves us apart from him forgiving us. But if we are called by his name, if we are to walk in his light, in his path, then we are to strive to do exactly that. To love God above all things, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. When we ask God to forgive us our trespasses, we ask that he would forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. We are to do this. He is the Lord. That means that sometimes there are hard things in our life, but we must conform our life to the cross. We must crucify our own fleshly desires for what God has given us. There is so much comfort in this gospel lesson. Yes, it's a hard saying. Yes, we see that Jesus does say that he is God, and that is why they pick up stones to kill him. We see Jesus utter the words, "I and my Father are one." And while the Jehovah's Witnesses have retranslated that verse to say that they are of one mind or one will, it's more than just that. Yes, the Son submits himself to the will of his Father, but Jesus said before Abraham was, "I am." He is Yahweh in the flesh. He and his Father are one in a way that we cannot comprehend and in a way that we cannot believe apart from the working of the Holy Spirit. How God is one God, three distinct persons in one divine essence makes no logical sense. And yet I will believe it to my grave because that is what God has told me. I am to submit my mind, my reason, my senses, all of these things to the true and living God. He is my God. He is my Lord. And Jesus says some of the most beautiful gospel words that there are. He starts by preaching the law to them. He says, "I have already told you, and you do not believe me. I am the Christ. This is the reason I have come. I am the Messiah, the anointed, the one who has come into the world to die for your sins and the sins of all people. And yet you do not believe me. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep." All who do not believe in Jesus are not a part of his sheepfold, and they will be scattered abroad in the weeping and gnashing of teeth. But all who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, they are his sheep. They are called by his name, and they hear their shepherd's voice, and they follow. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. That is a beautiful gospel, and it is something that we cling to. In the moments of our own weaknesses, in the moments of our own frailties, in the moments that we are struggling to forgive one another, that we are struggling to obey the word of the Lord, we hear his voice and we gather. We come to him. In the moments when we think that God has abandoned us, we see that no one can snatch us out of our Father's hands. Yes, we can reject those gifts. But as long as we are in his hands, as long as we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he has died for our sins, that he is alive again, that he is seated on the right hand of God, nothing will separate us from his love. I give them eternal life. My sheep hear my voice. Trust in those words. Trust that you are in the safe hands of Jesus, and that even though there are holes in those hands, you will not fall through. You are not your own. You were bought with a price by the holes in those hands and in those feet, by the cross of Jesus Christ. As we conclude our Lenten midweek services, we are preparing ourselves for that day, the Good Friday, the day of our Lord's death, but also looking forward to the day of his resurrection. He has conquered eternal death for his sheep. He has conquered your sins, your diseases, your filth. He has conquered it all. And he calls you his own. The church sings, "Commit whatever grieves thee into the gracious hands of him who never leaves thee, who heaven and earth commands, who points the clouds their courses, whom winds and waves obey. He will direct thy footsteps and find for thee a way." Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.